Something magical is happening. This is Sandra Tsinglo with the lowdown on science and naps. Ah, nap time, that sacred time of day, particularly for parents of babies. Nothing like quiet time to reclaim some sanity. In the U.S., nap time disappears as children grow older. But in China, napping is routine for all ages. Students even get longer lunches to allow for some midday shut-eye. Does this extra downtime help? Enter researchers from the University of Pennsylvania, UC Irvine, and Shandong University in China. They surveyed nearly 3,000 Chinese grade schoolers, both nappers and non-nappers. Their survey tracked academic performance and mental and physical health over 3 years. Results? Sixth graders napping 3 times a week averaged 8% higher in academic performance than non-nappers. That's easily the difference between an A and a B. And students showed many other mental and physical health benefits, too. The researchers say that naps are crucial for child and adolescent development. Here in the U.S., adding nap time to the curriculum may help our students' mental health and academic performance. But why stop at kids? This grown-up is clocking out right now.
The Lowdown on Science is produced by LDOS Media Lab in partnership with the University of California, Irvine Science Communication and 89.3 KPCC, and made possible with the generous support of the Fuse Family Foundation.